My name is Jim O'Neill, and I'm doing creative multimedia first year in LIT Tipperary.
How do you feel about Rory Quinn's pledge to protect the Irish education system?
Well, I'm not fully up with the details of what Rory Quinn actually said, but from what I heard from fellow students, he made a promise to us that he wasn't going to screw us over like the last situation that was in power before him. And it looks like to me that he's going back on his word from what I've been told. Now, we're kind of used to this in this country for a long time, and that's the biggest problem with Irish politics in general. They promise you one thing and then they don't deliver. I think really at the end of the day, my fellow students, myself, even lecturers are just fed up with the way this country is going, because we're struggling as it is. We barely have any money to keep us going. I know some people are going into the canteen, and even though they're lower prices compared to what you went paying a chip or whatever, they're still struggling to buy a bit of food inside in the canteen. It's too much for them. I mean, I've been going around for the last few months trying to get my back to education allowance sorted. I've been in college before, and I was on Job Seekers Allowance for the last 2 years. And I have to say, one local politician helped me out in this regard. I had to fight, just not for any extra money, just for the same equivalent money. My daughter, right, she has to go to Australia in February with her boyfriend. They have to leave because there's no future for them here. And the only reason I'm not leaving the country is I haven't got a trade. So I said the only chance I have is to return to education. And Rory Quinn should be ashamed of himself, absolutely ashamed of himself. If he made a promise last year, whenever it was during the year, and he hasn't delivered, well, then you out him out, kick him. I mean, like, they work for us. We don't work for them. We are paying their wages. I'm really annoyed, not just for myself. I'm annoyed for my family. I'm actually annoyed for my friends in college. And I tell you, we can make the... All of us here can make this country put it back on its feet. But all we want is a bloody chance. If you cripple us, you can forget about what kind of a future we're not going to have a future. That's my view, anyway. The whole of Europe is laughing at us, but they're all laughing now because Italy's on the way down, Greece is gone, Iceland is the only one that ain't laughing from what I gather. They defaulted and their country is supposed to be improving. Now, I don't know, I was very pro-Europe. I had to be straight up and honest with you. I always believe in unity. And I believe that if we do come together, we can make a difference. But you know something? Can never make a difference. There'll never be any unity between people if you've got one small minority out there that's dictating and gambling with our money, gambling with our lives and livelihood and our future. And not just my future, my daughter's future and her kids' future down the road. What way are we going to be in 30 years' time? What way is our educational system going to be? We could be the next lecturers or the next business people, and they're going to take our education away from us. That's what they're doing. That's absolutely what they're doing, and I'm just so sick of it. It doesn't make any sense. And it ain't just the students that's affected. The hospitals, everyone has been affected. Now, we've heard it 1,000 times, but sure, who's doing anything about it? Nobody does that until somebody starts knocking on your door. You know, I mean, like, is that when students... We should have been protesting during the summer. We shouldn't be waiting for every time this thing comes up just at the last minute before a budget. Where are we when we're not in college? You know, and we're damn well able to communicate now, social networking, Facebook. We should be on these guys 24/7 because they're doing it 24/7. They're not just doing it right now this week. They're absolutely doing it every day. So, you know, it's a united Ireland you want. It's not just enough to have students up there. You need the companies and businesses that are going to depend on people that are going to be qualified coming out of this country to rely on us to get their companies and businesses back off the ground. They should be standing side by side with every student. This is more than just about the college. This is about the country. And this is the future generation. We are the ones that are going to have the legacy and the next ones to deal with this issue. So the government better bloody wake up. Order that, get the hell out of there. Simple as that.
Thank you very much.
Right.